All right, Internet. It's time. We can't delay this any further. It's time for SideQuest Live. That's okay. All right. Welcome, everybody. My name is Todd, and I am a producer here at SideQuest Live, and I am going to be introducing a brand new game. It is called Wanderverse, and I'm trying to concentrate while the table talks behind me. So Wanderverse, this is a brand new custom RPG invented by the lovely people around the table, in particular Devin, who will be running the game. So let me go over to the table. We'll go meet the people at the table. We'll meet the characters. It's a brand new system. Hey, everybody, you're live on the internude. On the internet, not the internude. That's something else.
Hey. Yeah. I don't think I'm getting paid enough to be live on the
internude. No. You're getting paid?
We're off to a great start.
And I'm just glad I'm not on camera.
Yeah. This is an audio only one. So, I mean, we could be internude. That is possible.
I'm sure there's a niche for watching people play role-playing games while naked.
We'll translate this to only
one somewhere.
Successful. Who knows?
Pantsless Wonders.
Every role-play podcast is a role-play podcast played naked.
I just assume.
Putting the D in D&D.
But this is not D&D. This is a custom. This is custom.
We can put the D&D in custom.
Yeah, this is the bespoke RPG game. I actually made Devin joke a little on that joke. I like that. Or he was just, you know, spit take. All right, so Devin, why don't you tell us a little bit about the game?
We were having a nice little segue, though I thought I might take a second to talk about the races or species. Because one of the things that that Brendan and I were really talking about, we didn't want to just have everyone be a human with a different prosthetic on their forehead or their ears. So a lot of the species are as different from each other as possible. So, in the Galactic Alliance, there is the main four, which is space humans, which are also the undisputed masters of bio and cyber engineering. Most people are going to have at least one cyborg part to them, or maybe not. It's really up to them. Then there is the Oon, which are kind of telepathic, floating, super intelligent jellyfish. Then there is the Chrysalids, which are super intelligent bugs that are part of a giant hive mind that have been spreading out across the galaxy. They follow a queen. They have a very strict job system. There are chrysalids that are I am born into politics. Oh, I am born into being a janitor. Or I am born into going out and exploring.
I already made my character, but I still want to make Chrysalis who's
but I want to be a dentist.
Hey, there's still time.
Just do me a favor, kill this character real fast.
Okay. There's also the Wrath, which are they're driven by chaos and fighting. They are technically small, tiny, fragile creatures, but they walk around in these giant armored bio suits so that they can kill better. They only recently joined the Galactic Alliance. Before that, they were just raiding and murdering everybody. Then for the still prevalent but less represented races, there's the Solarans, which are the size of a grain of rice, but they are as hot as a brown dwarf sun, And they live on the surface of the sun, or inside your warp coil. They have little hummingbird-sized ships they fly around in when they're on a ship, so they don't kill everyone with their excessive heat. There are the Zoans, which are huge single-celled organisms that can make little clones of themselves, and even though they have just one cell, they're still, you know, pretty smart. And then there's the new races. There is the Rodan, which is several thousands of plants and worms that have decided to work together to create something that's kind of sentient life, as well as the Mars Mallows, which are artificial, edible creatures who were, like, created to serve and be eaten.
I'm going to be so delicious, you have no idea.
And then, finally, there is the droids, which are... They are kind of like the utilitarian. Like, every species has their own type of droid. Droids are kind of all interchangeable. Some droids are fighting for their own rights, and some droids don't care. And then finally, we've got the phase hippos, which are hippo-like creatures from a different dimension that come to this dimension because it seems like fun. So they're just kind of here for a good time and hope that they don't get killed.
Amazing.
I love it.
Are they full size, so, or are they house hippos? I'm just curious.
They are, like, they're, like, person-sized.
Okay.
So they're, like, a six-foot-tall, 300-pound, big-tooth, big-faced, but not, like, they're not quadrupedal fart monsters like the actual hippos. I think Bo had talked about he wanted to play something kind of wolf-like. So yeah, he is playing a genetically engineered creature. What do you call them? The lupines?
The lupo. The loopy.
Plural. Which are like genetically engineered wolf-based super soldiers that have only recently gained their independence from humans.
Sorry, what's that thing called again?
You haven't seen Jupiter Ascending, have you?
I have, and that's not where I got the idea.
Lupine?
I thought you were going to be Channing Tatum.
That's not a bad model for the character, though. Loopy, L-U-P-I.
L-U-P-I. See, I'm having to update the text, and it's all brand new, so that's going to be my job tonight. L-U-P-I.
I hear Lupine, and all I keep thinking is, with Herosity, I just keep thinking Lupe.
Lupe.
Lupe Fiasco. Yeah.
Oh, is there a way to post text in this group? Because I was wondering if we should post our character stats.
I would love that. Yeah, there is a chat. Let me open up the chat on the side here. It's going to screw up rocket? All the things. Nope. There.
It's the one next to the rocket. It's a little bubble.
Red rocket.
So as a caveat, obviously, to anyone listening, this is like the formative one where we're all like, what characters do we want to have? So we don't we don't get our ship blown up in the process if somebody is not able to make it for whatever reasons.
Yep.
Like, oh, we lost our pilot. Crap.
I feel like there will always be a few games where you're like, where's so-and-so? Oh, crap, we don't have X.
There is always a game.
Guess we don't have shields this round, or this game. Mm.
Shields are overrated.
Yeah.
Eh. That's the great thing, because like there's three different defense types. It's so true. Like, if you don't have your shields, you still have warp or pilot.
And we'll always have Terrace.
you won't be as effective if you're being attacked by lasers.
Oh, so...
No, wait, sorry. Sorry, the shield counters neutrino cannon. So if you have a ship and they're shooting all these neutrino cannons at you and you haven't got somebody at shields, it just means that every time you get hit, you're getting two damage instead of
okay.
one if you threw up the shields.
So that's kind of rock, paper, scissors-y.
It's like a cross between, halfway in between rock, paper, scissors and rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock.
Exactly. Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, neutrino cannon, laser, EMP. I lost track. I have a list somewhere.
There are four defenses and four weapons.
There's lasers, antimatter torpedoes, neutrino cannons, EMP, and shields.
Okay.
Are the things that I'm seeing here as I look at the...
Well, shields are the defense, and then there's also warp. And, wait, is there only warp and shields? Pilot.
You can pilot out of the way.
Yeah.
You can steer out of the way of lasers. That will bring the
first sound cue of the night. Five D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. There you go.
Hell yeah.
Sorry. I had to.
Forget rent.
Like, the main thing for... Yeah, the main thing for the ship is that... if say there's four of you that have really good shields, you still only have one shield generator. Mm-hmm. So until you get a second shield generator, only one of you can be on shields. Only one of you can pilot. Only one of you can be on warp. Anyone can do repairs, but otherwise it's like whatever the ship has is like... Each station needs someone to control it. And if you just happen to have, like, three people that have shields, you still only have one shield station.
So, how will repairs work?
It's just occurring to me that...
When you say that everyone can do repairs, like, is it that only one person can repair a specific system, or you can channel whatever into whatever?
Repairs is the only skill that you don't need to have your own station. Anyone can get up and run around and repair. You could have all five of you repairing at the same time, but you couldn't have all five of you piloting or firing a single laser cannon.
I mean, if one system is down, can all five repair one system? It's not regard. Yeah. I just mean if you have repair, can you all? It's basically about fitting all people in there at the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. The way that I'm picturing repair working is like each attack has its own kind of effect. Like getting hit with lasers causes hull breaches. Getting hit with torpedoes causes massive hull breaches. Getting hit with neutrino cannons starts fires and irradiates stuff. And getting hit with EMP causes your systems to shut down. So whatever you're repairing is based on like what you're being attacked with. So like your repair role might be like, I'm just going to run around and put out fires and throw down anti-radiation magnets or whatever.
Okay.
Quick, take this potassium pill. Quick!
Shove this potato
up. Should we maybe introduce who's speaking?
Well, that's probably a good idea. Because
I think we may have skipped that step. For the folks following along at home, wondering who the hell that is.
Random voices.
Well, I said hi already. Fair. I'm Todd. Somebody else go.
I'm Devin. I am going to be doing the gaming and answering most of the questions tonight.
I'm Jay, and I am going to be playing an incredibly adorable rotating cast of marshmallows.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm so excited. So excited.
My character's name is MacPackyQ. You can just call me Mac, I guess, in this case. And they are a droid with pieces that fall off and then get reattached. The character description will be posted in the chat. For now, I'd like to leave it up to ambiguity.
So I am Bo. I'll be playing Dante, Space Pirate Extraordinaire.
Nice. And
Pirate. Pirate, pilot, you know. Same difference.
And I'm Francois, and I'm be playing Philip Hopper, the second and a half, which is a first half of a twin sibling face hippo.
Hopper the hippo? That is amazing.
Yeah. The twin face.
And Todd, are you still staying with your...
And I'm going to be playing Tom, and he is a popsicle colonist. A human who was frozen for long space flight, like many centuries before. So I'm very average.
Oh, okay.
I'm Fry.
He's the Fry.
Ah, gotcha. So we have, yeah.
So I could be Big Mac and you could be Fry.
Oh, I love it. That's canon now.
Mac and me?
Oh, that's you.
Which we love.
Got a clip.
Really old movie references. This is our niche. We don't wear pants and we do a lot of old movie references.
I'm wearing shorts right now.
So it'll take me a little while to get everybody's names put into this, by the way, so I'm sorry if I'm making mistakes along the way for the visual component of things, but no faces, of course. And yeah, thanks, Alright. Let's dive into the Wanderverse and figure this system out.
Do we have a face?
Technically,
do we have a face on the crew?
Well, technically, both Dante and Tom have a plus two to their guile. I don't know if either of them have put any.
I have some
in there.
Guile. Let me double check.
Six plus two for me.
I'm a D.
I'm trying to decide if these are repair marshmallows or charming marshmallows.
If I put two pips in it, it's a D8. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So. I'm a guily guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. MacPack has tried making faces, but they're often scary, and so yeah, guile does not besuit them.
Okay, so these are repair marshmallows then.
That's what.
I pictured the.
We can use backup charming marshmallows. Marshmallows.
I always pictured the schmallows as like. Like the colony, like it was a failed experiment on a biodome. So every time there was a crack in the biodome, they would just take a schmallow and mash it into the crack and let it dry.
Oh.
Dude, I'm looking forward to
and then plugging a crack near you. Over
it. Quickly repair.
And when it hardens and its use is served, it becomes Bannock.
Yeah. And the fun thing about schmallows is you can sacrifice yourself and give whatever HP you have left to another PC. And then all you need to do is get farted out of another food replicator. So like as long as there is sugar and power on a ship, you could theoretically just keep making a new version of you.
It's amazing.
Incredible.
So probably at some point we will figure out how much sugar's on the ship.
Oh
yeah, yes. And probably at some point we'll find out how immortal I actually am, because that sounds pretty fucking immortal to me.
Sounds pretty awesome.
I don't know, like, yeah. Like think about you're in space. How much sugar do you have?
I'm going to need to pull over at the planet.
I think it depends on whether or not your trip is funded by Sweet and Low.
And
we need one of those plant characters.
Technically, we also need ground bones. I'm just saying. I mean, you can make them without that, I suppose.
What's the classic marshmallow?
Making marshmallows exist.
Yeah.
Besides, okay, so they originally didn't have any gelatin in them.
It's true. So. It apparently tasted terrible.
It's just a waste product thing.
So it sounds like we need an additional character that is a... What's the one for the plant ones? Oh, the Rodons?
Yeah. And they grow their own sugar cane?
Exactly. And then we need a raft for the ground bones.
Ah. We could just
But we just won't ask where they got them.
Wait, I just got off the colony ship. I don't know if I want to be self-sufficient anymore.
Question,
I'm going to take a minute.
Is it to post the little
timesheet,
character sheet?
Yeah. Is there a chat there that we should post it into?
I think there is a chat in Discord if you want to type it into that. There's a little, like a little bubble speaky voice.
Ooh, there we go.
At the top of the channel.
Show chat.
Yeah. Oh, hey!
There we go. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. We'll get all the bugs worked out yet. Don't you worry.
It just works. Any Bethesda fans will be just...
There we go.
Very so nice.
Crap. I don't know if can folks listening see the chat? I think that's just us who can see the chat.
No, we can see the chat. We could narrate
this
is gonna
be like
later.
5 minutes of us going,
Oh, yes, very good. I like what you did there.
Interesting.
And now, visually, listeners, please listen to the sound of five adults reading quietly together on a screen.
Silent, sustained reading. It comes in handy every now and again.
No, but that's great for me because I have to put like the name tags and stuff. So the visual people get all the love. Sorry, but you know, not to be elitist. So
I would like to take a second to talk about, like, I feel like we're all going to be pretty good at doing the person-to-person combat because it's going to be the same as almost every version of our RPG. Like, the PCs say what they're going to do, they roll their attack, the bad guys roll their defense, and then they get to go. Pretty standard stuff. But for space combat, to make it more cooperative, basically every PC has one action that they can do during the round. So you can either do an attack, you can do a defense, or you can use some of the ship's technology to do something. So what that means is, if you're going to be...
I summon Swarm of Marshmallows.
Yeah. So like, if you're doing an attack, that makes sense. You're like, I'm going to fire the torpedoes. And if you're going to be piloting, you can say, I'm going to hold my action until I find out what the enemy is going to do.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to ask, like, so if my main base skill is that, I'd be doing a lot of holding, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
And is there an opportunity for minors in this or no?
Yeah, like, there's always a chance for, like, for, like, talking. There's a lot of ship things that are counted as technology, like turning on deflector shields or turning on the, like, a stealth, like, a cloaking shield. That counts as technology. Mm-hmm. Same thing as sensors or doing repairs. So, like, a miner would be like, I'm going to talk, or I'm going to make a plan, or whatever. I guess you could drink a potion, smoke a cigarette. But the actions are the main thing. There's also, to be a little more tricky, is in these rules, the more defenses that you have to use, the harder each one gets. So, say, for example, you guys, there are one, two, three, there's five of you. You have your five things, and you're being attacked by a ship that has a crew of six, and they just happen to have five laser cannons, and they're going to shoot all five of them. That means, like, you guys have to decide, like, okay, well, I will use pilot to dodge two of the lasers, and I'll use shield to dodge two of the lasers, and I'll use warp to dodge the last one of the lasers. But then each defense that you do after the first one, you get a negative one.
Okay.
So everyone was like, I'm gonna do my action, and then left Bowie to be the pilot. And then they're like, I'm going to attack six times. Then suddenly, Bo's first defense is
good
versus a normal roll. And then it's negative one, negative two, negative three, negative four.
Oh, okay. So either we're kind of stuck doing multiple actions, or like I can choose to do multiple defenses if I thought I could crack it.
And it would make sense for some folks to like hold their move for a backup defense if we notice that they actually have six lasers, which is a lot. I think
the sensors might be able to tell what it is that they've got.
Yeah, what
going.
They got. Yeah.
Exactly. The only thing, you can't hold your attack, because otherwise then you'd have like people who are like, then it would just be like this constant weight of like five people saying, I'm gonna hold my action and see what they do.
Tell you what, I'm gonna hold.
So in the attack round, if you want to attack, you attack, and you can declare your defense then, or you can hold. Then they get the chance to go. Hopefully it is smooth and not super confusing. I think it'll be fun. And if it's not, we'll fix it.
All right.
That's the whole fun of it all.
That's it exactly.
Whoa. Can I ask a question?
I'm just trying to scroll through and see. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Bo.
So I guess I didn't really look too closely at there's two types of space ship actions. So I took actually two defenses. Is that kind of redundant, or does it like would it make more sense for me to actually take a key pilot and choose an attack instead of that?
We should have at least more than one pilot, because piloting sensors and shields and repairs, those are the standards that will be across every ship.
Yeah,
but we don't know which weapons will be on the ship if we say happen to come across one.
So I've got a little piloting, and I was thinking of grabbing sensors, but I could grab something else.
Okay.
But also, like, having two defenses just means that, like, if you see a ship and it's got Ucrino cannons instead of lasers, you're like, oh, okay, I don't have to worry about piloting now. I can just focus on and putting up the shields, because shields is better to use against neutrino cannons than it is against anything else.
So is it basically the standard that is just generally useful is backup sensors, backup repair, and then I don't know, to me it feels like the attacks are the defenses, redundant defenses are more important than redundant attacks, although I guess one could argue the opposite too.
I would say, like, because redundant, like, so say, of you take a laser cannon.
Yeah.
The ship might only have one laser cannon, which only one of you can use. But if all of you take a little bit of pilot and a little bit of shield, it means that while one of you is piloting, one of you can do the shield, so you have both those things manned or crewed.
Okay. Could you then potentially have multiple people operating shields at the same time, or it would only still be one person?
It would still be one person. So it basically would be like, whoever would decide, like, okay, I am in the cockpit, I am the pilot, so I'm just gonna move my chair over to shields and not worry about pilot for a while.
Okay.
Or you could have someone be like, okay, well, you're piloting, I'll hop on shields.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So maybe I will keep warp then, I think. You just take no attacks.
if we all repair one thing, like do repair stack.
Yeah, like if you were down to like one hit point left in the ship, and all of you just stop and go off and repair, that's probably a good idea.
Okay. Cool.
So we've only got one person with warp right now. Am I?
I have warp as well.
Yeah, I think you're the only person.
Oh, really?
I thought Brendan took it. I would take it, except
oh, Brendan took it.
Doesn't
okay.
make sense yeah, for my character.
It. Oh, and Jay might have gotten something. Warp Drive Willie is his name. He probably
yeah, took it. Oh, yeah, Jay might have warp.
That
but
sounds
like
a warp. Let's check.
Listen. It's whether or not he is reliable.
I have played a whole campaign where we allowed Jay to be the sole bearer of a skill and then never saw him again.
Well, in his defense, okay. He has two young kids, and that makes roleplaying.
Yeah, no. That was no shade on him. No shade on him.
Okay.
Real life comes first, but
we've learned
the price of single sourcing our skills. Right.
I found it interesting that Jay showed up for like the one campaign that I was like, yeah, I'm just the one that I was never here for.
Mm. So Warp Drive Willie. But what's that again? So Warp Drive Willie has repair, warp, and EMP. So that'd be a second person warp. I'm pretty sure the Oon also has warp sensors and rays. Or neutrinos, sorry.
Francois, you have EMP, you said earlier, yeah?
I do have, actually, I have repair, pilot, and shield. I'm the only one who has shield so far.
Okay. Funny, somebody
else
has that.
I can add shield to my character.
So I think I'm the only one with sensors so far.
Could take sensor.
And I've got antimatter torpedo as well.
So sounds like we've got like a nice mix of stuff.
I don't think
maybe things are doubled up.
Like
what sounds
offensive.
Like.
Maybe I should take something offensive.
How many pilots do we have?
So me, you, and I think Todd. You said you had
I have
pilot
a
as well.
Pilot.
Okay, that's three.
And a Pippin's and repairs. But I'm happy to take a pip and put it somewhere else, either in sensors or something else.
Okay.
So long as it makes sense that it's kind of old tech, that's why I can't do warp, because my character was on a ship that did not have warp.
Okay. Well,
just figure it out on your own.
I could change pilot for laser.
Ah, you can be the pilot.
I mean, I have one more blank skill for ship that I could take. So right now I have repair and shields. So I can take one other.
Anybody have those weapons?
I would love to see. I'm just trying to visualize a marshmallow pilot.
I mean, I think also a marshmallow firing an antimatter torpedo sounds fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Literally a marshmallow operating any weapon.
Especially lasers. Like, that would be a marshmallow roast right there.
Okay, puffed,
I mean, jump in the beam.
As a personal skill, the marshmallows have a plasma arc sword. Just because I think that's hilarious.
That is funny.
Slowly roasting.
And Icarus flew too close to the sun.
I love that.
Listen, it could be a cold fire. It could be a cold fire.
Yeah, it's true.
Would you guys want to do like a little mini tutorial in some ship combat?
Let's do it.
Why not?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. I still have to pick one more skill. If anyone wants to pick the
and I need names.
I don't have a name yet. So.
Okay. I got my name.
And I think nobody has laser for the ship. So you can take
I'll take lasers though.
Oh, yeah. Lasers, yeah. Plasma swords, all things that marshmallows are fond of.
Nice.
Listen.
But they also apparently some of them are okay with being eaten, so it just might be one's proclivities.
I'm just going to call you Marsh.
Death Wish.
Okay, and your species, the marshmallow species, what's that called again?
It's Mars-0. Mal dash zero.
It just, for some reason, I'll put it in there. Like this little bear from when I was a kid, and I just keep thinking Moshishi.
Oh, that is amazing. I'm so excited about
Moshishi
this.
The marshmallow.
The races are so wildly different. And that's not all of them either. There's a ton more. All right. What's the scene where we end up in combat? Is it a test? Some kind of requirement we have to pass to get our license? Is it the first time we've flown and the captain's like, "Ah, crap, the real crew's dead"? What's the scenario?
It is a non-canon test flight where you all are not actually existing in the moment, but I want to have some good we'll say that you are flying around in your mostly brand new Gecko 280. It is a mid-sized ship that as a crew, like maximum crew of six, and you guys are five. It has a torpedo bay with three very old torpedoes. It's got two laser cannons, warp drive, shields, and pilot. Does anyone have neutrino or EMP?
I think one of us is EMP.
Not me. You have EMP, right? Somebody has EMP?
I don't have EMP. I have answer.
Nobody has EMP, yeah. Well, you got three options. Alright, so if nobody has EMP, then...
No, it's Warp Tranquility that's supposed to have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are flying through the way, as you are wont to do, enjoying some freedom. A lot of you have come from work planets, because the mega corporations are just either you work or you starve and die. So it is nice to have a chance to get away from that. And as you are cruising through at warp speed, you get a signal, a little warning beacon that is plopping through on your communication. It is a request for help. It is an automated, just SOS. What are you gonna do?
Ignore it.
Pilot.
Oh, well, I say we I don't have my voice yet. Head on down there. See where it is.
Yeah. Yeah, let's give that
FYI,
a shot.
FYI, I can't move stuff. No, that was a terrible idea. What did I do?
Yeah, it's not like Discord everything. Where you can slide things around.
Yeah. Now I made myself big. I don't want that.
Oh, God. We're back there to the no pants thing.
The order I have is Jay, Will, Todd, Francois, and Bo. You guys can move the... Oh, I see it all just changed. So I guess that happens sometimes. So we can all figure out the order. So you are hearing the beacon and you have decided to stop. You stop a reasonable distance away. Like far enough away that you could engage, but not so close that if it explodes, you will be in any imminent danger. You can see off in the distance, it is a larger, like older freight ship, and it's hard to say, it's not like floating on its side because there is no side in space. But it's listing. It is like in an odd position and slowly just turning in space.
Can I do a sensors check?
It looks like it has minimal power. Go ahead.
I need to figure. I think it's just a D6. That's a crit fail. That's fitting. Hey, yep, free loot, everybody.
First roll of the campaign, and it's a crit fail. Well.
Yeah, that tracks.
Now it's rolling twos.
May I roll sensors too?
So you were about to, but Tom flopped down crap. In the well-used sensor chair and just poured coffee all over the sensor board and his crotch, and it's dripping down.
Human. Like, oh my god.
A little sizzling. You have no idea what is,
I don't...
You do see, like, a little flash that the sensor board is still functional.
I feel like one of you two charming folks should just hail them. You know? Open the comms.
Okay, sure.
Say, hey,
I start to report,
how's it going?
And then he cuts me off because I'm just a total klutz.
All right, so I hit the comms button. What is the name of our ship?
Oh boy.
It's
the Driftwood?
The Oh Boy.
It's the Oh Boy.
The Oh Boy.
So I hit the comms button. I don't know if it's like pulling up on screen or whatever. This is Captain Dante of the Oh Boy.
Captain,
what's your status?
We hadn't.
Do you not see this fantastic outfit?
You hear the repeat of the automated message. It's just like beep 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 beep, whatever SOS is.
Okay. How big is this thing?
Is about twice the size of your ship. It's
twice
like
size
a cargo ship.
Okay. Does it appear to be damaged in any way? Like, is it?
From the visual distance, you can't really tell. Tom was looking on sensors, and you see that the sensors say that the ship is made of coffee.
Oh, that's great. I think I'll take us in a little closer to get maybe get some visual confirmation. No, but not too close. So,
a fly casual.
Very casually, very cool. Sipping my not spilled coffee.
I'm gonna just sit at the shield console.
Not a bad idea.
Like next to whatever the button is. I presume I'm approximately marshmallow sized.
I'm picturing you look kind of like pumpkin sized.
Mm.
Pumpkin sized. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's good. I appreciate that. It's gonna make this a lot less complicated.
Blue
I don't have
all
to do a cardio
have
workout.
Like a little,
can't reach.
Have like little joysticks that you can pull down and use in your little hands.
I mean, most ships would have to have variable size.
All right, anyone else prepping for anything?
I'm gonna go make more coffee.
I don't have options for sensors, so does the sensor console need to be repaired after that fail? I don't.
Might not be a bad idea.
Okay, let's go for that. Two.
I will go and make more coffee.
You grab a rag and you start wiping up the coffee. You're pushing all of his presets around. You're like, you're moving the oscillator up and down. You're pretty much like the F key is still stuck.
I don't have the cloth, but I have like one of the electro arm muscles appendages. Is just like, yeah. Oh, I should have had a cloth. But it's just kind of mashing it around and hoping gravity works while they. Throw it onto the floor.
All right,
I'm slightly afraid
you...
that Tom is going to drop coffee on me and I'm going to dissolve.
Oh, that would be delicious.
Marshmallow wielding a plasma cutter.
I'm impervious to so much, but like hot tea and I'm like hot chocolate, hot beverages are just like my A number one weakness. Like,
Tell me your weakness.
All right, so the ship moves closer, and suddenly the opposing freighter ship, you do see a rent along the aft part of the ship, but the second you get pretty close, warp clicks on, you see a pair of laser cannons that turn on as well. You are being ambushed.
Well, oh, crap.
Oh, quelle surprise!
Right. Guys, who wants a mocha?
Manon.
Alright.
You still have some of it left?
I'm making more. What's going on over there?
PCs go. Your options are, you can attack, you can hold and do a defense, or you can use one of the ship's tech. Your ship hasn't got deflectors or cloaking device, so you can do stuff like repair, or you can run the sensors, or you can do something else. So
we do have torpedoes, yes?
You have three torpedoes.
Ooh. Okay, well, I'm gonna go for a torpedo, because I don't have any defensive. I just have repair. And apparently I don't have my Jade Cloth, so... let's try for that.
Okay, so you are attacking...
Sorry, you said you were gonna get something. My bad.
I was, but... I remember now that my dice app is garbage.
RPG Simple Dice?
Is that a thing?
I'm gonna look.
Yeah,
that up right
now. It's an app I have. RPG Simple Dice. It's lovely. Ooh. You type in how many sides and how many number and go.
Oh yeah, I think that's what I have, and it annoys me to no end, but
it's always annoying, but it works normally. On my audio, that's nine. Definitely not sponsored.
All right.
Although I did pay for it.
All right, so you are launching a torpedo, and it is going to throw up some shields as a defense for that. But that's no good. So the torpedo lashes out, explodes, and it takes 2 damage.
And so ships five hit points?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, most ships have 5 hit points.
Mm. Okay.
Is anyone else attacking?
Do we have anyone else who can operate lasers? Or anyone else who can operate shields besides me?
Operate shields, so I can laser the shield if needed.
You do the shields, okay. I'll pilot, and I'll switch your seats. Happy, got my bulb of coffee.
If there's anyone that can...
Oh, you're a pilot. Okay, you pilot.
I'll pilot it up.
Do we know what weapons this ship has yet?
We just saw laser turrets so far, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Is it possible that someone with sensors can roll sensors? Maybe I should have done that, but at least I got 2 damage on it.
I could try again if we can try to lock on to see who's attacking us.
What weapons they have.
I'm just gonna roll lasers while y'all sort that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So Matt. Peeps. Marshmallow is attacking.
Their name is Peeps.
Peeps. Oh yes, I love that so much.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I see him.
With the Z or with the S?
What was your laser roll?
With my laser roll is a 5. That's Ooh. Peeps with 2 3s in the middle and with
yes.
Oh, amazing.
You spark up the lasers, you think you get it dead on, and then the freighter just kind of, like, rolls to the side and avoids the shot.
Rude!
Alright, so no other attacks, so everyone else is holding?
That's right.
Okay. So... they are going to fire both their lasers as well as fire off an EMP blast.
Ooh. Okay. It's our pilot is busted. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, so you've got three of you who are there to do defenses. So you can also do attack if you so choose.
Okay. Pilot is best against the torpedoes, is that?
Lasers is best against
pilot.
Pilot is lasers.
Okay.
Shields is neutrino, warp is EMP.
I might be a pedant here, but I feel like shield should be better against lasers. I feel like pilot should be better against torpedoes.
Torpedoes don't have a better defense. It's like they explode and they hit you whether you're around or not.
Okay.
Okay, so I will use piloting to try to evade one of the lasers.
Okay.
I'm not sure how you...
I got a 5.
Eight. 5.
Alright, so in this game, tie goes to coin toss.
Ooh.
So you guys are 1 and 2, I'm 3 and 4. You managed to dodge that hit.
Go!
Alright, the second laser comes in. With a 2. Who's defending?
I guess I will do the shield.
I mean, would shields work best against
did
the neutrino cannon against
no,
us?
No, it was an EMP this round.
I don't have warp neither, so I'm gonna go for it.
Yeah, shield sounds good.
I have a 2.
Ooh. Okay, so tie goes to coin toss. You didn't get it up in time. The laser rakes across the bow of your ship. And that...
2 damage.
So now the EMP is coming at y'all. And so Tom can either do a defense, or someone who's already done a defense can do a second defense at a -1.
I'll do one. What goes against EMP again?
Warp. Warp.
It's warp, yeah.
I look at the warp engine and I'm just like, this thing baffles me.
I haven't taken a defensive action yet. I guess I could try.
Nope. You, everyone either attacks, defends.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
I'm going to try to mash. Can I use warp with no pips in it?
Yes. It's just going to be
a warp drive.
D4.
All right. D4 it is.
Three.
I'm going to mash the D4. Just be like the big red button. Big red button. I rolled a 2.
Bang.
All right. So, the EMP smashes into the ship. Nobody's, one of you is a droid, but luckily I didn't roll well enough to affect you. One of the systems, like one of the laser cannons just goes offline.
My cannon!
So we need to repair that to earn to use it again.
Yep.
Okay. Does anybody...
I will repair the cannon. Because I'm sitting next to it, and I have repair.
Well, you've only lost one. Why don't you keep shooting and let somebody else do the repairing?
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Well, does anybody else have repair, but no ship combat?
I do not have repair.
I have repair and no ship combat, but I just tried to mash the warp button.
Okay. I have both repair and antimatter torpedo, and we have 2 torps left.
You've also taken a bunch of hits.
Yeah, that's at least 4 damage.
So maybe, I guess maybe Peeps and I should both repair.
No,
does somebody else have the ability to do something?
Peep yeah, can shoot.
Peep should shoot. Peep should shoot, I guess. Because I'm the only one who can do lasers, I guess.
Well, all right, one of us can repair and one of us can do torps, and we're one laser down, but we still have the torpedoes. So why don't I shoot? Why don't I shoot while Peeps repairs the laser, and then unless somebody has a more economical idea, and somebody else with repair can repair, because I think we're stacked on repair, aren't we?
We got a lot of people who can repair.
Okay.
I can't repair
shit. Some people still gotta move out of the way. Like, they're still gonna try and hit us. So,
sure. All right. So.
Yeah.
But, so, I'll
so,
go
Bo,
for...
what are you gonna do?
Me? I'm holding my actions. Yeah. I know I'll need to pilot.
Okay. Jackie? Or Peeps?
Peeps is going to... shoot? Why not? Someone else can fix the ship. They'll just move over to the other laser cannon other than the one that they were sitting at.
Oh, yeah.
No. It's a 4 lasers.
Oh. Yeah, you blast a rent into the side of this poor, defenseless, ambushing ship.
Sweet. They will have a harder time getting out.
Defenseless ambushing ship? That Mac. Doesn't sound...
What is that?
Yeah, Mac is... gonna try to shoot a torpedo, because we've hit him a couple times. This might be the clincher. Why not? Without a little risk. 3.
The pilot is going to dodge a second time with a -1. Ooh, that's a hit.
Ooh.
The torpedo blows up on the side of the ship.
I'm gonna try to keep this thing together. Thinking back to my janitorial days shift in the colony ship, and I'm just like trying to plug holes and keep the engines running. So I'm gonna roll repair. And it fell on the floor, but it's a 4. It's a 4 on the floor.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You put out some fires and you get that torpedo bay back working.
I kind of visualized that one of the torpedoes was about the old one. It's like armed, blinking and ready, and it just about falls off. And I'm like, catch it and put it back in the thing. Close the door.
All right. Hello.
Philip is just gonna be holding his action in case anything happens for the shield. I will not miss this time. I have like the button, like the arcade game where the button is lighting at the right moment.
Nice.
Alright, so I used one of my characters. So one of the opponents is going to do some repairing. Not very well, and the other 3, 2 are firing lasers and 1 is firing EMP.
Oof.
So 2 lasers, 1 EMP.
Did Tom take an action last round?
I was repairing.
Or this round?
You're
repairing, okay.
He did some repairing. So you've got yourself and Philip can divvy up those... those defenses.
Well, I took a D8 in pilot, so I think I'll probably try to dodge into pilot twice as a defense.
Okay.
The first one at normal, that is 8.
That's
good.
Yeah, you lose circles around that one.
The
other one, I got a 3.
And another 8. So 8 minus 1, so 7.
Very nice. All right,
and this
so
ship
EMP
is a lot more resilient.
The EMP is going against
shields. Yep.
Okay. I rolled 4. A 3 to shoot. Ooh. Very nice. Ooh. You managed to throw up the shields just in time. You see like the sparkle of the EMP blasts across it like rain. And that's everybody. Top of the round.
Let's do this.
All right, Beau.
I'm holding my actions. Feeling pretty fancy. Okay.
Peeps.
Peeps has been having great success, so they're gonna keep firing.
Peeps is a murderous marksman.
I need you to imagine that, like, every time they fire, they make like a really high pitched, like, little squeaking sound. Like, I'm not gonna do it because my voice is like dead. But I need you to picture them making little peeping sounds as they fire the lasers. Ooh, that's not as good though. That's a two.
The shields get flung up and bounce the laser to the side. And Tom.
No. I believe I'm going to hold my action for repairs. Or just do the repairs now.
And Mac? You can do the repairs now.
I'll do them.
I'm going to go with six. The final shot. Okay.
You manage to put out some more fires. You take some spare parts. You bolt them up and around the place. You feel that less of a... there's like less of that sucking air leaking into space feeling you were having before.
Who needs oxygen? All right,
Mac is going to fire the last torpedo.
That's a five.
Ooh. Hi, so ones and twos are yous and threes and fours are me. You fire off your last torpedo, and it spits off into space, and you see it just miss the ship, and explode in a blast just beyond your visual range.
Damn.
Max's face just starts to articulate and say this thing in a guttural metallic,
permission.
Right, Philip.
Yeah, I'm holding my action.
Okay. So, same thing, they're gonna fire two lasers and an EMP.
Okay. So we just have the two defenders this round?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we'll do the same thing, so I'll try and use Paladin twice to evade. Come on.
I got a six.
Oh my god. No. Three. And.
Oof.
Okay, everybody, get your vac suits on.
And five.
And six.
Okay, you dodge the second laser. And the EMP comes in at a four.
Four.
A two again.
And.
Oof.
Curse.
Luckily, it's the EMP that hits your ship, because otherwise you'd be spaced. The EMP blasts into the engine room, and warp goes down, shields goes down, life support goes down. You have probably 20 minutes of breathable air for any particular people that need to breathe. But awesome. you're not spaced, so that's good.
I feel like this next round we should be repairing.
Yeah. Two repairs and firing something, maybe. Like, how bad does the ship look?
So, their ship is... It was a mess to begin with, and now it's even more of a mess.
Mm.
Like, as it kind of floats past you, and you see, like, it's got, like, a big... Like, there's no way that there's anything alive on this ship. Like, there are holes in the hull, there are, like,
that's an automated thing
all through the decks. It's probably droids.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Hey. By what definition are we calling alive? Because I'm pretty sure. What you mean is there isn't anything organic on this ship.
I'm gonna eat these.
I'm a professional person myself.
Sorry,
she's starting to get political. They're starting to get political again.
Alright, so it's up the
as a sentient marshmallow, I feel like we gotta be real clear on what we mean by alive here.
True.
Yeah, and admittedly, MacPack is gonna have some words with anyone that disagrees.
Right, Bo, you,
I am sure. Definitely holding my actions.
Got it. Peeps.
Is the laser still functional?
Nope.
Cool. I'm going to repair. Oi, that's three. Three whole points in
okay,
repair.
You run to one of the rents and just slap some spare parts and start bolting stuff down. Doesn't really do much.
Great.
Max.
I'm out. Either way, Max is also cool too. I don't have any torps left, so repair or sensors is all it is. And I mean, do we have weapons that we can fire right now?
You could open the hatch and throw a rock at it.
So no use for sensors. Repair.
Six.
Hey.
Nice.
Hey. Nice.
Yeah, you manage to repair the ship well enough to. You get the. Let's see. What's
can I
down?
Go with lasers?
Do you want life support back or do you want warp back?
You're asking a being that does not require life support and is now being
correct.
Faced with a decision that it gets to process in a microsecond, but you know this human might take a while.
You've got like probably 20
you
minutes
say that
of,
and you look at
of
me
breathable air,
staring at the marshmallow, licking my lips.
If we've got 20 minutes. If we've got 20 minutes of breathable air with a bunch of other repair skills and no weapons, I don't know. I vote for
fix
warp.
The warp
we
drive.
Think...
We can warp somewhere where we're not immediately dying.
Exactly.
Let's go for some warp. Yeah, warp it is.
Well, right. How long is a round? Like 6 seconds?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll either get the hell out of here or we'll die. So...
Warp is back online, but there's still lots of crap going down.
Alright. Who's up?
You.
Oh,
you.
Sorry, I'm repairing something.
Your Tom.
Can I also do two actions? Can I repair something and can I take a bite out of Peeps?
What?
Oh, you awful,
hey,
awful
hey,
person.
Hey, 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 hey. You're not dying yet.
Fine. I'll just
you
repair.
Won't get those hit points until you're properly dying.
I was
yeah,
just
Peeps isn't
gonna
willing
put
to be
the...
eaten. You can't. Consent is important.
It's fair.
Exactly.
That's fair. All right. I'll fix your lasers.
Also,
instead.
They have a plasma sword, so you're willing to try, but you might find it less comfortable than you're expecting.
I will.
There's a toothpick in this marshmallow.
Say, I'm going back and forth between wanting to say, like, hey, yo, and now then.
I will fix the lasers.
All right, Tom, what are you doing?
And I rolled a one.
Okay, you just poured.
Did you finish that espresso before?
Oh, God. It's everywhere.
Is it? Right, no. Now Tom has moved on to his latte. You know,
you
he had
just
the espresso. He spilled it on the sensors.
Wait, is this the character you wanted to look for a death sentence anyways? Because why don't we just fire him at one of the torpedoes launchers?
I mean, if I can get aboard that ship, I got more coffee. I can pour stuff on their ship.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna check if I can put the pilot back on. At least the engine back on with a repair.
You know, if this were a ship full of humans actually firing me out of the torpedo launcher, might have been a good idea.
Alright, so, Philip manages to get Calm back online, or not Calm, but Helm back online. So, you can steer, you can warp, and you have one of your lasers back.
Ooh. Ooh.
But, the enemies are just gonna like fire a bunch at you because you're spending a lot of time sitting there. So all, two lasers is in any EMP is coming straight for you.
Oh my God! All right. Okay. So I'm the only one who can defend, right?
The only one you can defend.
Oh, so minus
you're
one,
rolling
minus two,
great.
Minus three.
You're rolling great, Bo. Come on, come on.
So okay, the first one's a two.
Well, which would wait, okay. So seven. Okay. Second one?
Five.
What do you got? Hey, 8 minus 1, 7.
And the EMP also a 5.
Oh crap, so -2 on this one, eh? No.
Earn those space pirate wings.
Bang!
Alright.
That is a
fail. So the EMP blasts onto the ship once again. And this time, yeah, you still have all your you've still got a laser, you still have your warp, but you're not doing good. Top of the round.
Does EMP actually do damage, or is it just disable?
It does damage.
And okay. Like, it can kill our droid.
Calculating how much damage is being done on the ship, but the EMP damage is easier to repair.
I see.
You don't need spare parts to do repairs for EMP damage. Like, you basically just run around and flick switches and stuff. Right. Okay. So, like, your ship isn't being blown open more than it already is. Okay. It's a lot of,
you
like,
you have
RP.
To turn it all off and back on again, you know?
Yeah. Is
it's the
in?
Difference between, here, put your finger in this hole and, like, turn that switch over there on. You know?
Yeah.
Cool. Since we have lasers, Peeps is gonna go back to shooting, because we gotta do something about this ship. Post-haste.
Alright, so Dante's gonna hold the pilot, I assume?
Yep.
Alright.
Yeah, that's exactly the vibe.
Unleash the peak wrath.
That's a 4 on lasers.
Come on.
Ooh. Just zip through. These are some of the good robot pilots. It was a miss.
Yes.
Alright, Mac.
Mac is, our ship is still not looking too great, I take it.
Yep.
4 on repair.
Okay. You got rid of some of the EMP
you found cherry cloths.
I did, finally. They were behind the couch the whole time.
Oh, the couch Tom. Got sucked out the hole in the hull.
Well, yeah, some weird-looking stormtroopers just seem to bring it back. Don't know why.
Tom, what are you doing?
I'm just gonna fix something. Pick something to fix. Okay. More lasers. There are numbers other than one on this dice, I'm told, but I haven't seen them tonight.
Oh, Dante.
You got my curse! You got my curse!
I should never.
Except for I was rolling twos, and now you're just rolling. Now you're rolling all the ones.
All the ones.
Yeah. So now you're down to one laser cannon again. Philip.
Dante, I have to close the chat because if I just, it's playing on repeat, and I'll just keep laughing.
So what do we have that is still on right now? Pilot and one laser?
The droid still works.
Pilot, warp, one laser.
I don't have
and
any.
You could just run away. You could, warp, throw yourself into warp and flee.
Yeah, we'll hold my
I mean, why are we fighting this thing? This is kind of ridiculous.
I wanted scrap metal.
We came out here to have a good time, and I'm honestly feeling so attacked right now.
I said I was sorry.
Well, I'll be holding my action from the
actually,
warp.
I did. I'm sorry.
Okay. Alright, so... two lasers and an EP.
Well, here we go.
I'm gonna take
you. Are you doing all three? Or... Okay. So, laser number 1, 6.
8.
Laser number 2,
2. 7. Fancy flying tonight.
And EMP. They're EMP overloads. That's all. So, 1 for me.
Finally.
Finally. Oh, how the turns have tabled.
Tabled.
Alright, top of the round. Tom 2.
Dante?
I am holding my action.
Peeps.
Fire!
Pew pew!
Six!
Oh yeah, there we go.
I rolled a five. So, please describe
yes!
that laser shot.
That's a clincher.
Bloodthirsty personal.
So, Peeps, like re-centers themselves after, like, missing last time and, like, just laser focuses in. Pardon the pun. And it looks like it's not going to hit them, and then it just, like, goes straight into, like, a warp nacelle, and the whole ship just goes up back.
Except, of course,
I enjoy that there's... you didn't make sound effects because it's in space and no one can hear you.
I'm making sound effects.
You know what?
It's simulated.
I mean...
The computer...
There's, like, enough, like...
We can imagine...
There's enough, like, particulate around us that we would probably hear it impacting the hull, to be honest. Yeah, everyone goes, boom, together boom. With me on board as exactly. It explodes. What?
The pin, yeah, the Pinard EQ just vibrates with, like, the oscillations of your sounds, like, pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew, pew, pew, pew, pew.
All in favor of fleeing back to a sail
another day. Hmm? A safe port. Eh.
Ah.
Let's fix the ship first.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's fix this.
All right, so that went pretty well, I think. that'll need sense.
Got out by the skin of our teeth. That
I was. Really
I mean, in terms of gameplay, it was great.
That's how they all should end up. Like, oh, we barely got out alive.
That is how they all
I
end up.
I think what we've discovered
my goal
is that
is
our
to
pilot
have...
shouldn't... Oh, sorry.
I only hear you talking, Jackie, so...
Can we all agree that Todd should put his dice in the dice jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Whatever dice you're using, Todd, I think we need to leave that awesome. One off the table.
Yeah,
random d6 is punished. Did you loan your dice to Todd?
Punished.
You know what? I actually have one of Todd's dice. I'm not going to lie to you. 5 or 6 years ago, I was given an inspiration dice at a D&D session by Todd, and it was home with me by accident.
Hey, it's all good.
And I still
I give
have
away
it.
Dice all the time. That's one of my things. I love to give away dice to people I play with. It also means I get to go buy more dice. So, it's win-win.
Exactly. There you go.
It also means that it also might mean that you've cursed their dice, and
it absolutely could. Yeah, that is.
It's infected the rest of my D6s. That's for sure.
Yeah, the rotten sorry.
Apple.
So really, it's my fault. Let's be honest.
I actually just bought more dice earlier today, along with a dice bag, because I went to look for my dice the first time in a while, and I've been carrying them all in a Ziploc sandwich bag for 3 years. So, like, maybe I should do something about that.
I think all my dice are in a Buffy the Vampire Slayer Chupa Chup sucker tin.
Amazing.
That actually
mine
sounds
are
awesome.
All in this pencil case, which Todd also gave me many years ago.
That I don't remember.
I think we can all agree that all of these cases are awesome, except for a Ziploc sandwich bag.
Hey, Ziploc sandwich bag.
That's 3 years old.
Great. Oh, that sandwich must be dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I should wash the dice.
Was this the maiden flight of the oh boy?
Oh boy.
The oh boy.
Yeah. That was a successful space combat, I feel. If anyone has any
you all enjoy docking back at the thing, and I die from asphyxiation from not having life support.
You and me both.
I like to
never
think
did
that,
fix that,
that you die from a heart failure or
just start dropping and everyone's like doo 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 doo
oh, yeah.
doo doo.
Oh yeah, life support. Damn.
I like to think it was from too much espresso, actually. Oh wait, did we fix the life support?
No,
it must have been
sure
the espresso.
You didn't say you did. So
we got it eventually. We got it eventually. It's
fix
fine. It's
the
fine.
Espresso first. It's worth it.
19 minutes.
Actually, does Peeps require life support? This is a deep lore question.
Marshmallows exist on Mars, and they were used to suck out stuff.
Yeah, because Droid very specifically has in their like character description all of the like droid immunities, and Marshmallows don't. So I'm going to say that Marshmallows needs air.
Maybe it's not okay, the air so know. Much as the temperature. If it gets too cold, they like freeze and then expand
get
and
rigid,
crack.
Get rigid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it gets too hot, I get really puffy.
Oh, you get freeze dried. You just shrivel up like a tardigrade and drift through space.
I was about to say they could be like tardigrades, and like you just rehydrate them, and they're back to their happy pee-pee self.
We got pee-pee a bag self. Full of her back there. There's a bunch more. You just put some water in, put it in the microwave.
Everybody wins.
But which color? What color are the peeps? Are they the blue?
I mean,
are they the
I think
yellow?
That depends on which peeps you're talking about, because like presumably there are many iterations of peeps depending on how often
I saw is done. I saw some Dr. Pepper peeps, and I am tempted.
I would have that actually. I can't see Dr. Pepper.
They make Arbor Day peeps, so I feel like
Arbor Day peeps taste like dirt.
I don't know, but like they're green, I presume. But like, you know, they make there's a peeps for all occasions.
Arbor Day peeps.
They did at one point. I don't know if they continue to make Arbor Day peeps. The 2020 may have devastated the peeps variety.
The peep industry.
Industry. But Peeps has a website, so you can like go buy
I just googled
online.
peep.com and I did not get the candy website.
That's a different kind of treat, Devin. That's a different kind of treat.
Speaking of role playing games without pants.
Still right. Need the card info though.
We do need an episode name for tonight.
I love that your face just frozen there after credit card info with like this wide-eyed like.
Yes.
Oh, just oh boy.
That's the name of the ship.
That's some animated looking around you got there. So,
all right, Todd, are you going to do an extra? Or?
Yeah, for sure. If we're done, I'm happy to capture us talking about our characters. I feel like I could really spend some time deciding where to move stuff after today. Are we allowed to move things?
I just feel like we shouldn't have the only other person with warp be the pilot. That seems like a problem when they are piloting out of the way.
Yeah.
We need someone to warp us to the left of an EMP.
Yeah.
Although the shields were effective when they worked. It's just when they didn't work, it was a problem.
For sure.
That's like true for every defense. When it works, it's great. And when it doesn't, you're kind of boned.
In this fight, we ended up having to use piloting a lot, which just the limit of having the one skill cost like okay.
And, I mean, and like
honestly,
in every fight, though.
Like you rolled really well, but the minus threes after, or the minus twos eventually, like they catch up. So
I don't even
I feel
see
like
shields.
Maybe a shuffle there would be good.
Yeah, I think Peeps and Philip. Peeps and Philip both have of shields.
I feel like
I don't know anyone else besides the two other players who have warp are not here.
I can't take warp as part of a character choice because like
he's
a colony dude
to, but
so I do have
it's way more fun to play your character than
if we're talking logistics, the likelihood that one of those two characters that plays warp will likely be here on average throughout the campaign. So that is something to consider.
Famous last words.
Okay,
famous
we're last gonna... words.
Yeah, that's Brendan, true. Let's roll for it. We'll see what...
Replace the oh boy, a crew member a short, and a day late.
That's true. Like, I barely missed one for years, and then I missed, like, months.
14 in a row.
Yeah. You know, I was busy.
That being said, like, we're not always going to be doing ship fights. Like, true. Sometimes you'll be doing an away mission. Sometimes you'll be just hanging out and drinking space beers with space hobos.
I figure that's what we'll do next.
Why do we got any hobos?
I just pictured Peeps floating in a beer and just absorbing it.
Giving me like beer marshmallow, like beer flavored marshmallows. Or like beer sodden marshmallows.
Well, you're so much bigger than the actual drink.
It's like,
so you just soak
it in. It's like doing a gummy shot. It's like doing a gummy shot, you know, but like with beer and a marshmallow.
You're so much bigger. Like, you're pumpkin size. Like, you'd be just sloppily like lurching around.
That's true. That's true. It would just be like my butt in the pint of beer.
I need art.
The butt.
I need art of this. Please. Peeps the Mars.
I want you all to know that Mars Mellows have butt cheeks. I've decided.
100% and no modesty.
Oh yeah, obviously. They are adorable.
Oh my god. I kind of want to make a whole crew of those.
My earbuds died partway through, and then I came back to like picture this, and I heard marshmallows, and then I just pictured like Mars bars melted over marshmallows, and I'm very hungry.
That'd be tasty.
Oh my god! So
that's my goal as a player.
Peeps, I think, got the MVP for lasers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I think Peeps is going to be our gunner, right?
Yes.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
All
right. I don't have any like bonuses to lasers right now, but I can
we need to fix that.
Next level.
Yeah.
Barrel rolls.
Either marshmallows can either be charming and have guile because they're so cute, or they can have repair because they are so sticky.
And
I took repair because we already have two people with guile.
Pirate was our pilot, right?
Dante,
the pirate pilot. Space pirate pilot. Okay. I'm just jotting down our roles. And that'll help us, like, understand in a fight, like, to make it quicker. Obviously, we can do other things. Mac. What was Mac's main focus?
My focus, I mainly did... I fired the torpedoes until they were gone. I landed 2 hits out of 3, I think. And then I did repairs. So in between that, I have sensors, which is something that we didn't use, but I feel like it's a skill we haven't exploited yet.
I feel like you would be the torpedo.
Pardon?
Had you been able to get sensors on the ship at the beginning, I would have let you know that it's not a derelict, it's powered up, it's got... lasers, it's got an EMP, it's probably being crewed by droids.
So can we ban coffee on the bridge?
Hey, I am Fry, let's be honest here.
Or a sippy cup.
What do you think about the shields? Because it was vital, but I'm wondering about, like, could shields last more than a single round so that then the shield op could do stuff? I'm just curious.
I think what we did learn throughout this is that the ship has, like ours, that ship has multiple attacks, so we're going to need multiple defenses. So that should be a kind of like a 3-on-3 type thing where it's, we can't count on 1 or 2 people for defense. We need more because if we have a bunch of weapons on a ship for today, or so can they.
I'm, I mean, one of the things that's great about attacking is it guarantees that you use up something on the other ship. They have to do something. They can either take the hit or they have to do something in response.
Yes.
So they're either like holding moves and not repairing so they can get out of your way, or like even if you miss, they still had to roll. Someone still had to roll pilot to get out of the way of my lasers, which put them at a disadvantage for whatever came next, right? Yep. On pilot or exactly. On shield. Like, you that's know, true. Like it, like everything that you do does cost them something. As long as yeah. you do something to them offensively,
and assuming so, it's not they
like it's like you can like use up, you can use up their actions by
yeah,
like,
exactly.
attacking a whole lot, but like they may hold some and just take a hit, but that's gonna mm-hmm. kill them real fast. So like you know, it's like it's a balance between you know. Still killing them and not dying.
So I feel like as long as we have one attacker available for each weapon, is great, because you get, as long as you can attack, that's a good thing. But we can expect in certain cases to be hit. So we either it seems to benefit that like a full of the weighting seems better to be, I don't know, all one thing, not all one thing, like 80% one thing, 80% the other. I'm trying to figure out how it would work out, because you can either strategize your attacks to like remove their ability to do anything else if they're just trying to keep their ship alive. If we overwhelm them that way, or we can be resilient. But because, and this is an interesting dynamic to think about, like you said, you can sap attacks by having to defend.
Well, it's definitely another layer other than like, you're not just swinging your sword or whatever, like the regular system, taking your shot. Like you have to judge and make these judgment calls, which is makes it kind of dynamic.
Exactly.
It's like every round you gotta decide, like, do I want to attack? Do I want to defend? Do I want to do something else?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks very much.
But I also feel like a lot of.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm gonna say like a lot of that would be roleplay based. Like if you decide like, oh, my character is the guy who always wants to fire the lasers, then you're gonna be the guy that always fires the lasers. Like that's part of the fun of if you play like a guy who wants to murder everybody.
Yeah, it's not necessarily about being best optimized. It's about having the most fun.
Exactly.
That's sometimes fair. The most fun is like, Peeps is going to
making bad decisions.
Fire Peeps is going to single-mindedly fire these lasers while the ship collapses around.
Yeah, just screaming.
You'll be doing it as you're all blown out the airlock. They will still be firing this laser.
Just holding the like.
Can I just picture the cutest high-pitched voice going like, every time?
Yeah, we might need to get a voice changer for you.
Yeah, I'll need it because I no longer have a high voice. There's no high voice in my body anymore.
I have this one for Peeps.
I will find you.
Oh, that's not high enough. We gotta get it even higher.
No.
Anyway, go on without me. There's nothing.
Please, please, whenever you hear Peep speak, picture the turrets from Portal 2.
Yeah.
Or from Port.
Murder.
So I think yes. I'll keep my shuffling the same for this, actually, because I've got torpedoes, but they're finite, right? So it's a guy who can use them, but then the shuffle is beyond that. I've got repairs and sensors. I just don't have the ability to actually, like, dodge anything for anyone, but I feel like sensors are still useful.
Yeah, like everything's useful. Like there's no skill that's like, oh, dump stat.
True. Right. And also sensors would track with like a hodgepodge of bits cobbled together. Chances are there's some sensors in there.
Yeah.
But they also might not know how to fire lasers.
I'm going to sign off for this week, but we do need an episode name. So what do we think?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. All right. Sounds good to me. Episode one.
Non-gender.
A B-O-I. Does that mean something? I don't know.
Oh, exclamation point, B-O-I.
B-O-U, or B-O-U-Y, oh boy.
Boy.
Oh boy.
Boy. Boy.
I mean, we were adrift boy. For a time.
That could work.
It's true.
All right, tune in next week for more. Oh boy. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Are we off?